All right, Rabbi, so let's begin. So we're going to take a look tonight at the Pasuk Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav. So the Pasuk says, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. Literally, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Umal, will circumcise your heart, the heart of your offspring, li ahavas Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, l'man chayecha. In order that ultimately, again, you will come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, for the duration of your life. Thank you. For the duration of your life. So I will say, so first of all, again, this pasuk we know is an incredibly, incredibly profound pasuk, because you know, in this pasuk is contained one of the ramazim, thank you, one of the ramazim for Chodesh Elul. One of the ramazim for Chodesh Elul, because the pasuk, if you look at it, es levavcha ve es levav. So you see over there, the Rashi tables for Elul. Aleph es levavcha ve es levav, Rashi tables for Elul. So of course, on a basic level, this idea that Elul represents an opportunity for us to remove the Arla from the heart. That just as again, a child is born with an Arla, that Arla is removed ultimately because the Arla is considered to be, thank you, an obstacle to Kedusha. So sometimes over the course of the year, a person develops an Arla, a person develops like this spiritual foreskin over their heart, and that obstructs their ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the beauty of Elul is the ability to work on ourselves. It's not just Elul, part of the beauty of Yamim Noraim is the ability to work on ourselves to remove that Arla, to remove that obstruction that sometimes sits over our hearts in order to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rebbe has a beautiful insight over here. So take a look by paragraph A. Absolutely. The Klal Gadol is that whenever a Jew attempts to engage in spiritual dynamic growth, whenever a Jew attempts to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there to help. Correct. In general, you know, the Chazal have a beautiful expression where they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pischuli Pesach Kemechat, just open for me an opening like the size of the eye of a needle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you an opening the size of Pischo Shel Olam, like the entrance way of the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I understand, man, you can't do it alone. You can't do it yourself. So all I ask of you is to start it. All I ask of you is to begin the process. And if you begin, I promise you that I will help you complete. So the Rebbe here says, and I will say something that I think is just dramatically, dramatically amazing. So the Rebbe says, look at Lukuti Halachas, paragraph A. Umal Hashem Elokechas Levavcha Ve'es Levav Zarecha Im Yiske Sheyargish Be'emes Ke'ev Chata'ov. If a person really begins, allows themselves to feel the pain of their sins. You know, so I was just learning a piece this afternoon, this evening, before Mincha time, by Rav Kook, where Rav Kook discusses that, you know, the greatest obstacle to tshuva is? The greatest obstacle to tshuva is that you have to make yourself vulnerable. What does it mean I have to make myself vulnerable? That I have to allow myself to experience the pain of the fact that I've made mistakes. Sometimes I've messed up in big ways. I've lost out on incredible opportunities. So that's a painful, when you make yourself vulnerable to feel that, it's painful. So Rav Kook actually posits that more often than not, the reason why people don't end up doing real tshuva is because they're unwilling to make themselves vulnerable. I'm unwilling to open up my heart to that. I'd rather just pretend like nothing's wrong, like everything is okay, so that I don't have to deal with the pain of my mistakes, my missteps, my missed opportunities. So the Rebbe here begins by saying, Im Yiske, listen to this lashon over here. If a person is privileged, Sheyargish Be'emes Ke'ev Chata, there's an incredible zuchus in feeling the pain. You know, I'll say it's true in any relationship. You know, sometimes when people have shalom bayis problems, so you know, very often shalom bayis problems are caused because one spouse or one individual is unwilling to open up to the other, is unwilling to allow themselves to be emotionally present. And sometimes people don't open up for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's because I've been hurt in life before. And you know, when you get hurt enough times, I don't want to become a bitter person, but I'm going to be very careful the way I allow myself to open up. So the Rebbe says, it's a schus to make yourself vulnerable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to allow myself to feel the pain of my mistakes and my missteps. Hainu, so we'll say, so you understand, and here lies the difference between chassidus and the Hasidically challenged. In what sense? You see, in the Misnagdish world, in the non-Hasidic world, so the whole idea is you allow yourself to feel the pain. Why? Because now you're going to beat yourself up good, right? You're going to say, ah, I'm nothing, I'm this, I'm that. So Hasidus doesn't believe in that. Hasidus ultimately again believes, I allow myself to feel the pain, to experience the pain of my failures, of my letdowns, of my missteps, not in order to beat myself up, chas v'shalom, but because ultimately the only way for me to grow is to first take stock of where I've messed up. The only way to grow in life is to know where my mistakes have been so that I don't repeat them again. So I make myself vulnerable to feel my mistakes and my missteps, not to beat myself up, not to feel bad about myself, not care, just the opposite, because I know that's the only way, that's the only path to growth. So the Rebbe says, the act or the experience of allowing myself to feel the pain of my mistakes, that making myself vulnerable to feel the pain of my mistakes, that's called the circumcision of the heart. See, Rav Osei, what ends up happening over life is that an arla forms over the heart. That arla is a little bit of like a mechanism for self-preservation, because the arla keeps me from feeling the pain. Because this is also on a very real level, you know, if a person, we all, klal gadol is, we all have things in life, big mistakes we've made that we cannot change. Can't change it, it's done. Either because I hurt people and I could say I'm sorry, I could apologize and they could see that I'm genuine, I can't change what I did. I can't change what I did. I can't change what I said. So the difficulty is to walk around thinking about that all the time in life. I can't do that, because then I'm like an emotional bomb. Like I can't do that, because I paralyze myself. So what ends up happening is we develop this arla over the heart. The arla of the heart, this obstruction, essentially kind of keeps the pain of failures, of missteps and misdeeds away from me. That's fine, and the truth is, even to a certain degree, necessary in order for me to be a healthy, functional person. But every once in a while, the Rebbe says, you have to peel off the arla, right? You have to peel off the covering, and I have to allow myself to feel the pain of my missteps and my mistakes, not for the purpose of beating myself up, not for the purpose of feeling like a piece of garbage, but because I want to grow from these mistakes. I want to grow from these missteps. Because they're both said, at the end of the day, as much as I don't want to contemplate or just focus on the mistakes I've made in my life every single day, at least once a year or 1 month a year or 2 months a year, I got to focus on it because I want to grow from it. So the Rebbe says that act or that state of being where I allow myself to feel the pain of my mistakes and my missteps, that's called the mila of the heart. That's the circumcising of the heart. The removal of the arla allows me to feel the pain. Now watch this. Ki kol zman shelibo arla va'atum, because when that heart is uncircumcised, i'af shalo lahargish be'emes, a person can't really feel. A person can't really feel as long as the arla is on the heart. Rak kishe yamol es arlas levavo, but when a person goes ahead and removes the arla from the heart, paragraph B, v'yihiyo chalol balev, azayargish levavo be'emes godol ke'evo. See, Rabbi saying, what the Rebbe is describing over here is perhaps one of the most difficult parts of tshuva. You know what the most difficult, this is an amazing yisod. You know what the most difficult, so you know what I think about sometimes, just because we're chavim here, because can you imagine Mashiach comes, and we're going to come together, you know, to Yonah's house in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Nachman is going to give the shir. Right? I'm going to eat challenge with the rest of you, right? And Rabbi Nachman is going to give the shir. I'm just saying, like, you know, that day is going to come. That day is mamish going to come with Tchinas HaMesim, all of us in Eretz Yisrael learning Torah together. The Rebbe teaching us. So in any event, the Rebbe says over here, the hardest part of tshuva is allowing yourself to feel that pain. Because that ke'ev, that pain of past mistakes is very profound. But it's only if you allow yourself to feel that pain and really feel the tsar, that's the only way that you could come to genuine tshuva. Now get ready. Because when the Rebbe says, when a person makes themselves vulnerable, circumcises the heart, a person allows himself to feel the pain of his mistakes. Again, not for the sake of making myself feel bad, not for the sake of making myself feel like nothing, but for the sake ultimately of growing, of learning, of not repeating it. The Rebbe says, you know what happens? Yagishu gam kol halavavos shakolatipo shnim shichu mimenu. So I'm going to read the words and then we'll translate it. When I do real tshuva, the Rebbe says, when I circumcise the heart, pull back the arla, not only do I experience feelings of tshuva, but who else? Kol halavavos, all of the other hearts, shakolatipos, that are all of the drops from my heart, experience tshuva as well. I'm going to read the words and then we'll explain it. Get ready for this. The Rebbe says, each of us has a lev, each of us has a heart. Our heart is comprised of multiple sparks, multiple nitzotzos. Every single time we influence someone or something, there's a little part, there's a little spark of our heart, of my heart, that then resides in someone else. So the easiest way to understand is, let's say, with children. So a parent goes ahead as an influence on their child. That means there's a spark, there's a nitzutz of my lev, of my heart, that is now implanted in my child. I go to a place and have an impact on that makam, on that place. There's a nitzotz, there's a spark of my heart that remains embedded in that place as well. And now, Bosa, get ready for this. The Rebbe Mamish says something dramatically amazing. The Rebbe says that when I do tshuva and I circumcise my heart, I make myself vulnerable, and I go ahead and I allow myself to grow, to become better, to learn from my mistakes, then says the Rebbe something amazing. Not only do I influence myself, but I influence all of my nitzotzos. You see, Rebbe saying, when you take a spark of your heart and you implant it in your child or in another person or in a place, you never lose your connection with that spark. That spark is always yours. So when you change that spark as well. When you grow, that spark, wherever or in whoever you left it, grows as well. And the Rebbe therefore says, Va'azai, kisheyamol, I'm in paragraph C, about four lines down. Va'azai kisheyamol es levavo, v'yagish levavo godol kevo. Therefore, Rebbe will say, when I go ahead and I circumcise my heart, and I allow myself to feel the pain of my misdeeds, I allow myself to feel the pain of my missteps, then what? And I begin to feel the pain, and I have real charata, real remorse, and I have a real kabbalah ala osir. I'm going to do things differently in the future. Azai yargishu sham kol halavavo shalatipos, v'yisvada lohem ha'emes, when I do tshuva in my heart, that tshuva doesn't just impact me. When I decide to do the mila on my heart, and I decide to remove the arla, and I decide to mamish feel the pain, not to beat myself up, but to grow from my pain, to learn from my pain, to vow to myself not to repeat it again in the future, not only does that act of tshuva have an impact on me, but it has an impact on all of the nitzotzos, all of the sparks that came from my heart as well. And my act of tshuva not only uplifts myself, but uplifts all of my sparks wherever they may be. The Rebbe goes on, he says, Ki mitchila nidma lahem shetov lahem, ki mazike alma, rak achar kach kishenimo levavam, aydi shenimo levav avihem, paragraph D, azay margishen heichon heim, so what's the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is saying something dramatically amazing, which is, I will say, when I do tshuva, when you do tshuva, we often think that tshuva is something between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not true. My tshuva has a profound impact not only on me, but upon anyone who has been influenced by me. Every time you have a positive interaction with someone, you give them a nitzutz of your heart. Every time you teach someone Torah, you give them a nitzutz of your heart. Every time you teach someone something, you give someone a compliment, you give someone a shalom aleichem, you give someone a good Shabbos, you give them a spark of your heart. And when I do tshuva, not only am I uplifted, but anyone who has one of my sparks is uplifted along with me. Bosa, you understand what this means, by the way? You understand? I was blown away by this, the idea of the Rebbe. Because you understand, Bosa, what that means is that if we find the courage to do the mila of the heart, to remove the arla of the heart, and I do tshuva, my tshuva uplifts my children. My tshuva uplifts my spouse. My tshuva uplifts my kihila. My tshuva uplifts my friends. My tshuva uplifts my community. Anyone and everyone who has a nitzutz from my heart is uplifted through my tshuva. So soon we begin to understand that what we always assumed was just our personal avoda is not just my avoda, but my avoda has dramatic, positive, beautiful ripple effects on anyone who has a nitzutz of my heart. So first of all, it's just a beautiful image to understand that every single time you give something to someone, a compliment, a divrei Torah, a vart, an encouraging word, you're giving them a nitzutz of your heart. There's a nitzutz, there's a spark of you that resides in them. And as long as you lift yourself up, they're lifted up through your nitzutz as well. The Rebbe says, this is the pshat. V'zeu, Rebbe says in paragraph D, two lines in. This is the pshat in the pasuk. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. So what the Rebbe is asking over here is, what is the meaning of this pasuk? Because it is a strange pasuk. God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. What does that mean? I mean, just say God will circumcise your heart. Remember, who is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to? Everyone. Everyone is speaking to God's Klal Yisrael. Everyone. Every past, present, future. Every member of Klal Yisrael. So just say, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha. God will circumcise your heart. Why does it have to say God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring? Says the Rebbe, Yimo Hainu Sheyamol Hashem es levavcha. What it means, says the Rebbe, is when I partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I find the courage to circumcise my heart, to allow myself to feel the pain of my failures and my missteps, to acknowledge the mistakes that I've made, not for the sake of beating myself up, but for the sake of growing, for the sake of not repeating, for the sake of learning, and I circumcise my heart. Yibon Shalom says, I just want to tell you, when you partner with me, God, and circumcise your heart, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, as God is helping you circumcise your heart, ve'es levav zarecha. Just know, your children are going to feel it. Your wife is going to feel it. Your friends are going to feel it. Your community members are going to feel it. Your people is going to feel it. Your world is going to feel it. When we do tshuva, Rabbosai, when we refine ourselves, we not only lift ourselves up, but we lift up anyone and everyone who has a nitzutz of our neshama in them. He goes on. He says, Yimokam v'lehechon shenim shachazera hinu min mei adam azay mechuyav v'vanav she'er gishu gam kein hiru tshuva ayyidei shenimo levav avim. Paragraph E. So the Rebbe says something very beautiful. The Rebbe says, so what happens? What happens when I do tshuva? So if I do tshuva, I lift myself up, so my kids are lifted up as a result of that? So the simple answer is, no. My children have to do their own work. Right? My spouse has to do her own work. But if I lift myself up, then that means anyone who has one of my nitzotzos, one of my sparks in them, it becomes like a catalyst for their tshuva. It becomes like a charge, like a surge of spiritual energy in their soul, because my nitzotz now is helping to propel them on the path of tshuva as well. So we'll say, when is the best time for this? Meaning, so we'll say, so you understand, what the Rebbe is describing over here, by the way, is not just like, it's not related to Yamim Noraim. The dynamic that I'm saying over here is that whenever I choose to circumcise my heart, allow myself to feel the pain of my missteps and my misdeeds, and I decide to do tshuva, I lift up anyone who has one of my nitzotzos. That's true all the time. But says the Rebbe, when is the time that is ripe for this dynamic? He says, Chodesh Elul. Ki Elul Rashi Tevel, almost like we said before, because Elul, right, the acronym for Elul could be found, Es Levavcha, the Es Levav. That Elul is the month, Rabbosai, where if I'm brave enough to circumcise my heart, acknowledge my missteps and my misdeeds, learn from them, grow from them, change from them, then not only do I lift myself up, but I lift up my children, I lift up my mishpacha, I lift up anyone and everyone who has a nitzutz of my neshama in them. He goes on, he says, Haynu shiyamol Hashem es levavo ve'es levav stam, hataluy bo le'echon shenimshach, haynu ha'lev shalatipos le'izamakom shenimshachu, im shenimshachu v'neshavu mehem banam im b'nei adam, v'hein shenimshachu chas shalom makom acher, v'gam im banam v'hein tuliyim bo. I will say, wherever my nitzotzos are, whether my sparks are on other people, whether my sparks are on a place, I will say, you should know, a person could have a dramatic impact on a makom, on a place. Like Rabbi Yitzchok writes about this, you know, that one of the tenets in Chassidus is that there are pockets of Kedusha everywhere. Pockets of Kedusha everywhere. Just Kedusha is often obscured. It's the by klipos, by shells. It's the job of the Jew to remove the klipos and to expose the Kedusha. The Rebbe says, by the way, that's why we're in Galus. Why are we in Galus? We're in Galus because there's a lot of Kedusha that has to be discovered all around the world. And it's the Jew's job to go and discover that Kedusha. We'll say, you go somewhere. You know, sometimes again, you know, sometimes, you know, people like to dafka choose vacation spots where there are not Jews. I don't understand that. I love Jews. I know I want to get away from Jews. But okay, let's say a person, so deep down, where does that come from? Why does a person have that desire to go somewhere there are no Jews, right? So, why? Because Chas v'shalom, a Jew never does anything wrong, right? But rather, the reason why they want it is because deep down the neshama knows there are pockets of undiscovered kedusha everywhere. Everywhere. So you find yourself on some remote island that a Jew has never davened shacharis on before, and you davened shacharis there, you have just exposed kedusha, you've just exposed kedusha, you've just removed the klipos, the shells, and exposed the kedusha for what it is. Also, you should understand, this was the pshat, that's why, meaning, how is it that, what was the Rebbe's vision for sending Chabad shluchim in every single which direction? Like, why do that? Because they're both saying, it's something called kiruv, but understand what it is, it's a different kind of kiruv. It's a recognition that what they have shown, what the Rebbe showed the world, is that you could find kedusha anywhere, and everywhere, because that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There are pockets of Kedusha. So I'm just pointing out, when the Rebbe says over here that when I do tshuva, I lift up all of my nitzotzos that are spread around, you can have a spark of your neshama that's in another person. You can have a spark of your neshama that's in a place. And when I go ahead and I do tshuva, I lift up all of the nitzotzos. I lift up the sparks that are in me. I lift up my sparks that are in other people. And I lift up my sparks that are in places. So it turns out ultimately again that when the Jew does tshuva, he doesn't just lift up himself, but he lifts up everyone who he's had contact with, and he lifts up every place that he's ever set his foot upon. And says Rabbi, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. If we find the courage ultimately to go ahead and do real tshuva, I'm sorry. And real tshuva is not easy, because real tshuva means making myself emotionally vulnerable and acknowledging the significant misdeeds and missteps of the past. But if I allow myself to undergo that process, allow myself to feel the pain, I grow from that pain. The Shparach who says it's not just going to have an impact on you, it's going to have an impact on anyone who has one of your nitzotzos. Levav zaracha, your children, your family, your community, your people, and ultimately, again, the world. And I will say, I think this is an incredible yisod, especially going into Shabbos. Call this last Shabbos of the year. Last couple of days of this year, as we go into Slichos, we go into Yomim Noraim, I will say it's important to understand that sometimes we think that tshuva is just something between me and God. And maybe if I've wronged someone else, it's between me and that fellow person. What the Rebbe says is no. If we only understood the power of our tshuva, if we only understood that if we're courageous enough to undertake the process of real tshuva rabosai, we not only change ourselves, we change our children, we change our mishpachos, we change our communities, we change mamish, our entire world. So we should be zocher rabosai, that we should be zocher miras Hashem to have the mila of the heart, to circumcise the heart, to do a tshuva shlema, to uplift ourselves, and to uplift all of those people and all of those places that contain the beautiful healing mitzvot of our neshamas.